right, I guess we'll go ahead and start. Looks like we don't have anybody able to, other than Steve Crowfoot, to be able to get on that, so we'll go ahead without it.
We're getting in it right now.
I'm getting in right now.
What I did to get in, Jerry, was I just went to the...
Steve, if you're talking to me, I need you to star 4. Or whoever...
I'm sorry, this feature is not enabled.
Says am I coming across okay?
Yeah, you're fine.
Yep.
Sorry, my phone connection sucks when it goes upline. I can hear you great, but you can't hear me.
All right, well, here we go. All right, I know Russell is doing a call right now, or I mean a meeting right now, Russell. I thought I heard your voice. Is that right? Michelle, are you on?
Russell was.
That's what I thought. Okay, we got to check this out here. All right, I'm going to just go through some roll call here. Melody, are you on?
Okay.
Russell and Michelle, Kim, Andre and Marina, Sandy, Marion.
Yep.
Chuck and Tracy. That's it, right? Looks like I'm going to have to check my emails and see how many people did not get the email. Looks like the only ones that didn't, according to my stuff, was Better Concept. Still a problem out there?
No, we're on.
Tracy, are you still on?
We're on.
Are you able to get in?
Yeah, aren't we on there? Participants.
There you go, there you are.
I'm in the process, meeting in progress.
And Kim, Andre and Marina, Sandy, Melody.
Ellen.
Eric and Diana. Marion's now on. Steve Crowfoot is off. Marcia was trying to get on. So it looks like we have some trouble with our contact list. This is just something we're going to have to work on and see if we can't get something a little better than what we've got right now.
So
I thought I would open up tonight since there are, I think, 2 of the 9 groups. That's an excellent start to the next season, don't you think?
I think it's awesome.
That's what leadership's all about.
All those other out there signing up people.
So let's check out the video there. You notice that?
Oh, shark, you!
It's not animated like it should be, but we can work on that.
He's real cute. Is it supposed to talk when you talk?
Yeah, it's supposed to, like, do everything, like raise eyebrows and talk and do all that stuff. There, we'll turn that off so it doesn't distract anybody. Okay, well, we're going to go with who's gotten here. And that's what we really got to do is to rock and roll here this week. I'm going to introduce you all to something because as we look at this, the groups that are here specifically, I'm going to orient you to something. We are now aware that we've got our ability to track our groups on this, as you can see, with Chuck and Tracy's here and the process flow sheet. And I want to try to make sure that we stay up on these. So let's go with Marion's here. I got to make sure it's up and running, and Russell and Michelle's chart. So let's start with Chuck and Tracy, and give us a recap of this last week in terms of Alec and Kathleen.
Friday we had a great talk with Kathleen and Jerry. It was very, very good. I hadn't heard anything, you know, from her at this point. I need to give her a call this week and see how everything's going. So I think the call went great, and the way that you brought it to just like how many people, you know, in your area is feeling the crunch. And of course you said there was quite a few. And then also, do you see us together, you know, Tracy, myself, and you, you know, getting this out, you know, and sharing this with the people? And she agreed. So I think we got some awesome people in Kathleen and Alex. I'm excited about them.
Well, I absolutely do too. And one of the things that was important, I think, was that we began to give them a perspective on three-ways.
Right.
Because really, no matter how we kind of frame this thing, we've got to make sure that they see that they can do it. And
is that empathy?
Was that Kathleen?
Thank
you, Bobby. Yeah, is that Michelle? Hello, Michelle.
Hello, Michelle. Hello, Michelle.
Are you there, Michelle?
We're here.
Hello. Those guys have some stuff they're going to tell us about. That was pretty cool. The event they went to this last week. So,
Jeffrey Cove.
Yeah, Jeffrey. But Tracy was telling us about a three-way that she had with Russell. I don't think you were around long enough, or during the time of the 1968 Olympics, right? Were you enough to watch the Olympics during the 1968 Olympics?
No, I didn't see them.
Because during those Olympics, the number one female athlete for the next 20 years in terms of highest scoring number of gold medals. Tracy, can you fill us in on that?
Well, she's good friends with Kathleen, and Kathleen was on the Olympic team, and they have obviously kept in touch and been friends, and I guess with that whole STEM team, Olympic team, have just kept in touch all these years. And then when Jerry heard, what was her name? I can't remember her name.
Debbie? Oh, man, now I can't even remember.
Debbie Myers.
Yeah, Debbie Myers.
Debbie Myers, okay. When it was Debbie Myers, Jerry goes, "Hey, man, Debbie Myers!" And he's, you know, so they're all excited about that.
So yeah, she was actually the most decorated female athlete of the Olympics up until about 70, or about 80, and 84. And then it was another gal that I used to be on the same team with, and Shirley Babishoff. But that's who she was really trying to get involved with, our NECAN team. So that's in the process this week. That's pretty cool, huh?
Well, she knows all kinds of Olympic people, and then also in the triathlons, and so, yeah, it was neat.
That's great.
Okay, then, Russell and Michelle, you guys went to see Jeffrey Combs this week. What kind of a perspective did you get on that?
It was fascinating. He talked, and you know, similar to like Michael Durkin did there. And if everybody remembers, I came at the Spokane Expo. He was, you know, pretty powerful, but he was, Michael Durkin would be like a baby compared to the way this guy carried himself and projected.
So you got the feeling that he was maybe, that he was maybe just a little more serious, or what do you mean?
More serious and more in depth of how people think, how to say questions or ask questions that trigger them better responses and more curiosity, how to lead questions in. So it was very enlightening.
So what were a couple of the key high points for you, Russell?
When he poked this poor lady in the head with his finger and pushed her head back about 4 inches. Because she said it was in her head that was keeping her from going forward. But it was pretty shocking to the poor lady. But.
Give a whiplash or what?
What's that?
What?
Is that supposed to be easy?
Yeah, no, I'm morphing here a little bit. Have you
very
noticed?
Strange on the computer.
Are you picking that up?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, guys.
Yeah, right. That looks more like you, though, actually. And you're winking at us.
Well.
Okay, so what was an example, Russell, other than the poor old lady with the finger in her forehead?
He really made you think about the way that you talk to people. He just put it blunt. It was, you know, you don't lead a sentence with and it, but, what, or sure. Sure doesn't mean anything until you have a yes.
Between close to that.
So are you feeling like you picked up the part with Jeffrey Combs is you could listen to him 30 times and finally start to pick it up. So there were a few pieces that you could really sort of use there, Michelle. And so which ones were those words that stuck out again?
When you ask people a question, they always leave the sentences or well or
That's typically an analytical type of person that answers that way.
And then you always lead the question with their name. You know, like, Jerry, I have a question for you. Not, I have a question for you.
Okay, and that helps you remember their name?
It does, but it also creates a bonding. Because you're remembering their name and you're making a statement with their name in it, so it makes it personal.
Good. Very good. Anything else that came out of that from your perspective?
One that really got me was how everybody always answers, sure. You know, you ask them if they would like to come to the meeting on Thursday night, sure. But sure doesn't mean yes. You have to ask and you have to say, does that mean yes, be there, or maybe you'll be there? You have to, you know, prompt them to say yes. Don't take an answer as sure, because that doesn't always mean yes. Clear?
Yep, no, I'm just processing here.
Okay, our phone keeps cutting out, we're on the cell, so.
Oh, okay. And then, so, Marion, is anyone else joined us? Melody? Or Andre and Marina? Eric, Diana, Tim, Sandy? Like I said, I'll keep messing with the videos until somebody shows up. You like that? I got a little hair there.
We don't see you now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's
funny. You're a cat.
Eric.
Okay.
Eric?
Yeah.
Mike Clayton might be on the call, too, if you're calling.
Hi, Mike.
If he's not muted out, with Star 6.
Well, if you're on, Mike, you can give your perspective on some of the things you might... Did he go over?
No, he didn't. He's gone.
Okay. Well, then, Marion, why don't you give a report on what we did today?
Well, Sherry, are you going to put my little thingy up there? We've been working with Sherry, and this woman just pops names off, and she's thinking of five when she's seeing one. So it's going to be fun to try and keep up with her. Actually, the meeting today was called for a gal named Terry, and Sherry said, well, I'll just ask some of these other people to come in. She's the one who anyone in her office, she's an insurance gal, and a benefit is becoming part of NECAN. The office pays for it.
Now, wasn't that interesting that she had a gal there. What was that girl's name?
Lisa.
And she's not even under her mom.
I know.
Can you explain how that worked?
Well, apparently she asked if Lisa wanted to have that benefit, and Lisa went for it.
Marion, the rest of the call don't really know about the benefits themselves. So what do you mean by benefit?
Okay, well, offices have all kinds of benefits, like they pay for your insurance, they pay for your dental, and offices are pulling back on a lot of that. Well, as a benefit to her employees, she is purchasing for them a NECAN distributorship.
Wow.
So she has a group. Joanne is one of them. Brenda is one of them. Cheryl is, well, Brent is actually the husband, and the office is Sherry, and Brenda, Joanne, and Lisa now. And then Brandon is another insurance person who is a good friend of Sherry's. And so she invited him to come because she said he'd be real good at the business. And before you even got there, Jerry, she was talking. The three of us were talking, and I could tell that she had prepped him that this was going to be a business, and he was going to get the answers because they pretty much had already decided he wanted to join. So that's why he was just so open. And this fella is the top insurance salesman in his business in the nation. Is that what he said, Terry?
In the top 5%, but
yeah.
He's only been at it for a year.
Yeah, so he is a go-getter. And the thing that just gets my heart thumping is when I share what my goals are, you know, what my passion is about the company, but then even more so, when they share theirs and we're in tune. And so some of that happened before you got there too, Jerry.
Yeah. Oh, really?
It was just so exciting. And I asked him at the end of the meeting what he needed next, because we kind of just did the typical ABC. And he says, well, I want to know how I'm going to make money in that, which is generally your number four meeting. But that's where he is now. He just jumped that far ahead. So Jerry gave him a quick overview of that. And so Thursday he wants us to get together, catch his wife up. And basically, at first he said, you know, I'm not going to really go over this with my wife because this isn't her thing, this is mine. But then I'm just going to tell her that I'm really excited about this, and I want to do it, and would she support me in it?
Marcia, can you hear me on the line?
I can.
Were you unable to get onto our webinar here?
I just figured out how, since I have less than a minute, it's preparing the meeting manager. I was having trouble. It kept coming up blank.
Okay, so you're looking good now?
I think so. I think in a minute I'll be there.
All right.
Hey, Jerry, how does another person get on
the webinar, their video.
If someone would like to, just tell me their email address, and I'll just put them on right now.
No, I mean their video.
Someone else's video on the webinar.
Yeah, other than your mug.
Well, let's find out here. I get what you're saying.
We haven't seen you. We've seen kitties and Martians and, oh, now we got...
Well, you know what? The mouth isn't working. But what you have to do, Tracy, is have your camera plugged in.
It is.
And if it's picking up, this may be the same problem you had when you did Dr.
Well, we got a new webcam.
You got a new webcam?
A new one.
You would show up in one of the corners up here. See if my... I'm going to try to get the pointer to work. Now, you see that dot?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It doesn't go over into the picture area, does it? It just stays out here.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
That you would show up over there, so apparently you're not... Your webcam is not being picked up by your machine right now.
Huh.
Now, Marion?
Yes.
We went on the fly today, and if you look at this material that we were talking about, he asked us to go through making money real quickly. And we went through this in less than 15 minutes. Did you feel like it was enough information for him to at least get started?
Yeah.
So what it gave us was, I'm finding more and more that people want to know about the different parts of how to make money. I mean, it's a critical component.
Yeah, so you've got to ask them.
So how did you do it? You did number four? What did you say? How did you do it? Oh, my God.
Marion, why don't you hit that?
What did I say as far as...
Well, she's asking, what did I say when I went through the follow-up meeting right there at the table?
Okay. Well... we started, he's generally at a number four meeting, the follow-up meeting, which we're jumping into ahead of time here, is we want to know what your perfect life would look like. And so that was a teary time. I mean, he said, well, I'd have more time for my family. And he talked about what is, you know, Jerry prompted him, well, what would your house look like and what would you be doing? And then what... stop you from doing that money, and that just went quick because he was on the same page and got it. And so then he said $5,000 because they didn't need much. And so Jerry said, well, why don't we say $10,000, because then you're going to have more money to give away to your church or wherever you want to give it. He jumped right on that. So then Jerry pulled out the chart. And he said that to be at $10,000 a month, that would be the platinum. And so we asked him, what are the requirements for the platinum? And so he said 3 golds or 6 silvers. And so then he said, he talked a little bit about gold. And what a wonderful place that was because of the home and because of the car. And Brandon thought that was great. And so one of the things I liked is, do you think those people would be happy because these goals are, and motivated because these goals are going to have the car and they're going to have the house payments and they're going to be making... what did you say, $3,000?
It'd be about $4,500.
$4,500, okay. And then he said, and how do people become gold? And so then he talked about having, you know, he read the thing and it said you need 3 silvers. And so then he started talking about a silver factory and how do you make silvers. And that basically we found through... experience that if you take 30 people through the ABC meeting, that
someone will be a silver out of there that will be developing a silver. And then he talked about how you could do it all yourself, and you could do it fast, you could do it slow. And then also you can, once you have somebody in your group who's a business person, they'll do part of them and you'll do part of them.
So that's the leverage section.
All right. And then
so you, can you see we went, virtually went down through just every point in here?
Mm-hmm.
And we did it in probably 10 minutes, is my guess. Sorry about jumping around there. I didn't think I could do all that. So then we described that you needed 100, you know, just start writing down names in your day planner or in a little pocket organizer, and then go schedule your 6 to 10 ABCs. Oops, doggone it. Sorry, guys. And goes to the coffee shop and just whips around and makes a circle.
Well, I have a question. We had done a coffee shop, and you know, you're supposed to get, obviously, if you don't know much about that person, you're supposed to get to know them and basically they already know that we're looking for, you know, business partners, and we're giving an overview. So what about, like, asking them at that point, what is it that you want, how much money, you know, what is it do you want to be able to do, you know, like, they're kind of like they're dreaming, you know, then, what are their goals and things, and then...
Yeah, that's ultimately perfect stuff. Those are questions that you do want to know. In
right.
Informing them, F-O-R-M or F-O-R-E?
Right, yeah.
So those are key questions. It's just we're doing the perfect day to get specific and to bust them out, because a lot of people just have forgotten or lost the ability to dream. When you see them in the coffee shop over here, you can tell that they you do want to do that interview process to find out where they are in that dream process. And they'll be a little bit less likely to really open up with you because they're brand new. And they don't really have a relationship yet.
But
so it is true that those things would be, in part, stuff that you pick up on the invite over here, right?
Right.
And then you get more of it when you get to the coffee shop. But as their vision expands, as they go from one to the next, then they get over here to this perfect day, and hopefully we've broken through the shell in order to get them to really state what they want.
And the thing is that when you're recalling them, you have that information, so that's part of the leverage to get them to the next step, too.
Right, that's what I was going to say. It's like, remember you were telling me about that you wanted, you know, to have more time with your family and be able to travel and...
Yeah.
Danny Johnson is one of the best ones in that arena.
Yeah.
Some of these big trainers, that's exactly what they do. All of them, really, is they just keep playing back... the excuses. Now, Russell and Michelle, when they got back from Jeffrey Combs, Russell said, this guy's serious. This guy's like serious as a heart attack.
Yeah.
Michelle, did you pick that up?
Sorry, can I just tell a little thing that's made a big difference for me?
Yeah, hit it.
So, did you hear me?
Now Michelle's back. Just hang on to that thought, Marion.
Okay. Sorry, we were muted. I'm very much so, dude. Both of us really got that. And he goes through the whole process, and it's done in two meetings.
And so he's serious about what?
About going through the qualification and disqualifying. Qualifies them, or he disqualifies them right off the bat. And if they're disqualified, they're done. They don't go any further. If they're qualified, they go on to the next phone call, and then they're qualified and put into the process, and it's done.
What do you, Michelle, what do you suspect after hearing him in detail? What do you suspect that he's trying to qualify them for? What do you get a sense what business he's in?
I have no clue. Well, I was thinking about that earlier today. I have no clue what kind of business he has. I
other than he's a speaker. I'm sure he, huh? Gotta be in some kind of network marketing.
And so, was that a problem when you were trying to, you know, see him be that serious about something, but you didn't know what he was trying to achieve, or is that what you're saying?
No, not at all. I know what he was trying to achieve. He's trying to close the deal and move on.
Did you get a sense of what type of person he was looking for?
A business person, directly. A specific person was looking to do business right away, fast, and be a multimillionaire very, very quickly. Build the millionaires.
So his business is building millionaires?
I believe so, yes. He says he's built the most in the United States. Most millionaires in the world, so.
And so if you were to look at that and then compare it with other people that you've learned from, is there something that stands out about Jeffrey Combs in your mind that says, I understand why he's built more millionaires?
Because he knows the process and he gets it done. There's no ins, ands, or buts about it.
Very you clear get a sense right that he can teach others to do the same thing.
Yeah, he teaches others to be very clear, very upfront, and ask for exactly what you want. If they don't want it, move on.
Okay, so that's kind of the point with him, is that he knows he's got to boil down to the simplest few things that he's looking for, and if those are things that are not for you, then I'm just moving on to something else, right?
Yes.
Okay, Marion, what were you thinking?
Well, just a little thing that I heard on a tape was that, I think it's Durkin who talks about it. When you're talking, not to be sitting at your desk, but to be standing up and walking around the room. I cannot believe the difference in energy when you do that. How many of you do that?
Yeah, both ways. You're right, there's energy when you're standing up.
Yeah, that's a Tracy Biller concept. Yeah, I will almost always have, if I can, have a headphone and walk around the pool. Or walk up and down the street and then people go, hey, the wind's blowing. Then I have to go sit in a car or something. But that's by far the best way for me to do it. In fact, I told Marcia the other day I had a bunch of stuff that I want to make up for PowerPoints for this and for my own presentations, and I said, I'm going to rig up a deal that I can wear like some of these kids do when they're drummers in the band, in the marching band, so that I can put my computer on it, walk around and do stuff on my computer. Now, I'm going to show you guys something else here that I just picked up. And can you see now, are you any of you picking up my internet here?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so if I run this, you can see it.
Wow, this is neat stuff.
Oh, the partnership offering. Yep.
And let's see if I can get this thing to roll here. Come on, you little Deccans.
There it goes.
So you can actually see the live interaction with your prospects in the room. Can you hear it?
Yep.
There are three fronts that are converging at the same time, to use this analogy of the perfect storm. The first front is the aging baby boom population. The second is the rising cost of traditional health care. And the third is our ability to pay for that health care. And really, when these three fronts collide together, I would argue that the existing health care industry as it's structured today is not going to survive. Disease prevention and self-care must become a priority, a national priority. The economics dictate that there's absolutely no other choice. Who should be in charge of your health? You may think, if many people do, that your doctor is in charge of your health.
but you'd be wrong. Your doctor, your government health plan, or your private insurance health plan is not responsible for your health. Government...
Okay, now with that, was the sound clear?
No.
No.
We're hearing
you. No, I got a bad sound system here.
It's clear enough to understand it, but
yeah,
stay silent.
Hear it.
Is that better?
Did y'all pick up that better?
No. Long enough.
All right. Well, that's something that we can play with, and I think that this particular deal that I'm playing here is probably not very good sound overall. But we can hook up amplifiers and stuff to that sound. But can you see how we might be able to go to, let's say, the mineken.com, and then from there we might be able to like run the company video or something along that line?
You know, on this call, or what are you referring
let's
to?
Let's say you're doing a wellness home presentation
Okay. On
a WebEx across the country, and you want to come down to, let's say here, I don't know. I was thinking there was going to be a virtual catalog on there. I mean, I better do the mecan.com, that's what it is. What I'm trying to do is just sort of air out our possibilities with this system, so that when we're running an event.
Well, what I don't understand is we were hearing the sound over the phone.
Right.
We should be able to hear the sound over our computer, I would think.
Well, the way WebEx works, it's using so much bandwidth to do what it does.
Uh-huh.
It has to use the phone as a separate sound system.
Okay.
Because it'll just eat up too much bandwidth and it won't work.
Yeah.
So these are all small pictures, I guess.
You find nothing? Your phone? Your schedule? When I was in corporate, I would go to the gym at like 4 o'clock in the morning so I could get into work by 6 to beat traffic.
When traveling all over the United States, I'd be gone for weeks at a time.
I was very busy with a job.
So that's just another possibility, and I think just I did not know that we could run video through this thing. But now you can run real-time video on top of the other stuff. Pretty cool, eh?
Yep.
Okay, well, what I wanted to... I want to go back to our basic documents here. Well, you know what? I think I've lost the meeting. Maybe not. Here we go.
You're good.
All right. So let's check out our progress with the groups that are here. I'll tell you why we're not really starting right now and really blowing it out. The reason is that I'm working with Michelle on trying to get some of this stuff banged out for where we currently that we're currently using in a follow-up meeting, and through the entire process of kind of kicking things out. Marcia sent me Rick Murphy's initial startup launch video, and I believe it's the best one he's ever done because it's much more simple. Marcia, do you have a perspective on that?
Yeah, I like it a lot.
And do you have anything to compare it with? I mean, if you compare with his previous one, what do you think about it?
Well, I agree that it's much simpler to figure out what to do, and it's just clear.
How long is it?
The whole thing's about 45 minutes. Whereas before, it was 3 20-minute segments. Mm-hmm. And he's following all NECAN stuff right down the wire. So there's... People are really trying to get a handle on just these little basic steps for starting. The key now is, it's just pull the trigger. If you want to build a group, let's just brainstorm for the last couple of minutes here what you would do if we set these parameters. And we've got, I've got three legs really essentially on this call right now officially. One of those, Marion. Marion's going for Platinum and President Club, right?
Yes.
And then Russell and Michelle, are you guys, would you say that if you really pulled it down, that's where your ultimate goal is in the next year to 2 years, is to be Platinum on President Club?
Right.
Are you?
Right.
What other goals do you guys personally have that you'd really like to lock into right now?
Gold by December.
So gold by December, and that's pretty clear. And then long term, you're pretty well locked into President Club? Or does that even show up on your radar screen?
In the future.
Okay. What's your long term like 5-year goal? If you stated it, what would you say it is?
I'm going to be free of our other business.
Okay. Russell, what about you?
I'm in. Diamond.
Okay. And then Chuck and Tracy, what if you were to state clearly what you're after, what would that be?
Diamond.
Okay. So what we really need to do is to just sort of imagine, are we going to do that on Platinums, or are we going to do it on Golds? Because everybody's really, looks like Diamond's the deal for the long run. How about you, Marion?
Yes.
Okay. And is that as far as you trying to see in the crystal ball right now? Is that
I heard Dennis Esty, or I think it was Dennis, said when he was Diamond, he wanted to hurry up and get to Royal Diamond because there was $1 million waiting for him. So Royal Diamond.
Royal Diamond or Royal Ambassador?
Well, obviously Royal. Okay, Royal Ambassador.
No, just because that's got $1 million check, but Royal Diamond is going to be, you know, at one point the average Royal Diamond made $177,000 a month.
Jerry, what I heard was that when they went from Diamond to Royal Diamond, there was $1 million in revenue that they got 6% off that they weren't getting before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's
yeah. Because, see, he bought that distributorship from a guy that was incredibly good. And that guy just decided to retire. Can't even remember his name right now. But he was awesome. I did a three-way with him once. Older guy. Man, that guy smoked. And so once he wanted to pop that up there, that increased it by $1 million a year. And that's a pretty good stream of revenue. And I think, in fact, Dave Rawls is under him as a result. So I'm trying to think. I think Jeff Van Blerkum is too. Or who's
yeah,
Jeff?
Well,
does anybody know?
Yes.
He's directly under Reed, I think.
Who is?
One of Reed's legs. And so is
Cole has a guy from Canada.
And Mike DiMuccio is one of his legs.
The lady with the MS. But Bo Tannis has
Mike's under Bo, or Bo's under Mike, and
right.
She's under Bo, and so is Ahuva Simone is under Bo as well.
Simone, yeah.
So all that fits. But the point is, to get back to our point on where are we going to go, we really need to get clear and understand what we want to provide for the people below us. If you take the spider chart, it's pretty doggone clear. We're taking Diamond, and people are talking about Diamonds here. And you've got to create Platinums, and you've got to then under that create the Gold. If we do that, how far do you see? That's the question. That's how far does a person who's not a, you know, if we come down to our little chart here, and this thing keeps jumping around on me, but if you come to the spider chart here, what, that whole idea of a silver factory, what is it that you see? I mean, Russell and Michelle are shooting diligently to go gold. What are the numbers? Does anybody have a gut level feeling? If we were all to just say, let's take Russell and Michelle's group and dissect it right now, and they want to be hitting the gold level by December, what are the numbers that they have to produce?
Where's their chart?
Oh, maybe like 300 people?
Well, they've got to break their first silver. Yes, right? Russell? Michelle?
Correct.
Okay, and then Mike is their biggest leg. And so we'll put Mike over here in terms of already in and ready to rock and roll as Mike.
Saying he's going to be silver by October.
So they've got one person that's designated as going. So let's say you start knocking this down. What's Mike got to do?
30 ABCs.
They do at least 30 presentations in a month.
All right. And then what else does Mike have to have?
He has two people under him.
So Mike has how many seniors' legs?
Three or four executives right now that are all wanting to go to silver.
And are those directly sponsored?
By Mike.
So he has three or four executives?
Yes.
So he's got who?
Two have committed to going to silver, Kenny and Nancy.
So if we go to that point, he's already got those existing. He's got a senior over here, right?
Bob and Sylvia are seniors.
Yeah, they're not executive?
Executive, sorry.
So he's got three senior, or three executives here. Russell and Michelle, if we focus on Mike, and Mike's up and he's ready and he's rock and rolling and he's pulling it down, and he's starting to pull in the 30 people based on all of this. He's got item number one taken care of, three legs, right?
Yes.
What is a strategy we can use to blow one of these people up to where they start pulling some heavy volume?
Hit them with somebody that they have on there.
Russell, hit me again and hit a star four.
It's somebody underneath them that is... Each leg that is serious.
All right, and have you all noticed how sometimes we just keep kind of throwing the hook out there, but we are going wide, but not necessarily deep? What's the strategy in going deep? Who do you think is most likely out of those three to go deep?
Probably Nancy.
Your people.
And if Nancy... if you guys wanted to get Nancy some people, let's just follow the chart. What does it say right here? Oh, wait. You know what? The other thing I put in on the other day was if we came over here and went, does this have any meaning to y'all?
Alphabet.
This is part of our discussion. What's that mean?
Have to have the ABCs. Well, you put a D in there.
And some not going to put a D in there. What's going on?
Oh, it's the alphabet, eh?
So deep.
All right. So how do we do that?
Give me 10 names.
Referrals.
Okay. So here's Nancy, right? And Nancy sponsors, or if this is just exactly like what we were just, I mean, this is part of this game over here.
Make a friend.
You want to get, can y'all see this right here? Let me, let's see, I better change to that. Okay. Can you see this right here?
Oh, yeah. It's a red dot.
So what's it underlining?
Schedule 6 to 10 ABC.
What is her job?
Yeah, because she just got laid off, so she has lots of time.
What's her job then?
Here,
read this.
Who do you invite?
And so if we just, you know, this is what we want to prove, is we want to prove this thing works. So if you can get Nancy to schedule 6 to 10 ABCs, what would you be looking for?
One of those to lead us to somebody else that can schedule 6 to 10.
Oh, yeah. So let's say this A just represents a leg or a level, and you might have 5 or 6 people across that level. And out of those 5 or 6 people, you're looking for one who will give you 6 to 10 ABCs. Or you can even do this nonchalantly, but it's going to take you a month or two to build it. Has Nancy ever brought you one single distributor prospect?
Yes.
How many has she done?
4 or 5.
But it was kind of spread out so far that it was hard to make heat out of it, right?
Yeah, and she wasn't very serious then. She's getting pretty serious.
Does anybody know what the new format for 21 Club is?
No.
Well, if you go on for this month's adjustments, Marcia, did you see that?
Did I? Well, I know that you get 21 days to do 21.
They've upped it now from 10 days to 21 days for 21 Club, right?
Correct.
Whoa.
That's interesting. So what are the requirements?
Other than that, it should be the same requirements, that you get $5,000 in volume in a 21-day period.
Wow.
Have that full 21 days to do your prospects, or is part of that paperwork time?
I'm thinking it's part of its paperwork time. Before, you had 3 days after it was over. 7 days to do your people, and then three. I mean, still try to get them done in a hurry. But has anybody got some stuff, if we're helping Nancy, Russell and Michelle finally say, let's get focused and break a silver under Mike? Can you, it may be Nancy, it might be Ken. You know, Kenny's been to a couple of things and Humans Being More, and he's got some stuff going on.
Training.
Yeah, so.
That's a lot.
So. The other thing we have to do is to help Mike get some other ones on the line. Do you know if he's got any going?
Yes, he's been prospecting like crazy, so.
Okay, so Mike's doing his 6 to 10, right?
Working on it.
And these guys, we got to find one that'll do 6 to 10, or they're not likely to. I mean, at least they have to give you something to go deep on. Make sense?
Yes.
Marion, can you share with us some of your experiences with employee appreciation?
Okay.
You remember how you used to do those on a regular basis?
Right, and I still do.
And do you think that they are valuable?
I think anything that puts you in front of people is valuable.
Well, why don't you give us perspective on what that looks like?
All right. Talk to whoever can get me in and say I'm going to give complimentary magnetic massages. So it'll take 15 minutes a person, and it will just make them feel better and introduce them to some healthy way of living. And I have a form that I can email you guys if you would like that. And then I like to go in with 2 people. It was really fun to go in with an apprentice, which I did with the last group I did, and because they just everybody was having so much fun, and they said, well, how do you do this? And if I wanted to do this, what would I do? And I said, well, Brianne, just learning right here. So this is what we do. We just mentor and go out together. But in the process, when they come in, I do the MEG step test, and I bring water. So I give them the rollout. When they lay down, I ask them if there's any health issue that they want to address. And because it's an office, you know, a lot of them don't say a lot there at first, but then I give them a massage and then do the water test and find out if they want more information, give them a CD, DVD, and then follow up individually, get their phone numbers.
Michelle?
Yes.
Do you think Nancy and you could pull off an employee appreciation?
Yes.
Based on those ideas?
Yes. Could you send me your paper, Miriam?
I will.
Great.
So can you all see if there was a real concerted effort, Marion, as a consultant to this group, how Nancy, who has just gone full-time and is looking for ways to be in front of people, employee appreciation works out pretty well. Now, Michelle, you're pretty good at writing things up. One of the people I had in California had written a little introductory letter and said, as an employer, it's sometimes frustrating when you have to drop the benefits from your employees' benefit packages. Well, here's a benefit that you can provide that costs you nothing but will give you goodwill within your employees. I'd like to come in and give a complimentary magnetic experience rollout, and we'll just send a sign-up sheet. And if you'll designate a conference room or someplace that we can go, then those employees can come in for a half hour, 45 minutes. What's in it for us? Your employees will know that they can, just like if you had a new masseuse in town, they can come to you for wellness and health information.
A question
now,
on that?
She just smoked on that deal. She had all kinds of businesses that wanted to do it, and sometimes they'd have... Marion, what kind of sign-ups were you getting on some of those? How many people a day?
I have a question.
Oh, I could, depending on the size of the company, the last one I did, we probably had 10 to 15. And we're still following up with the people. It's a slower process, but we're getting faster at it.
Okay.
Well, here's the seriousness of all of this. If we have Nancy in the process of trying to develop names, that's one thing. But if we add this kind of level as well, all we need is one or two people underneath Nancy to go with, right? Go deep. Go deep fast.
Question, Jerry.
Yes.
You do that with the 21 Club at the same time? Have them sign in?
You can, yes.
Run a business like that?
You bet. That would be a great way to do it.
We were talking about this the other day.
And you can either do rollouts or you can do Water 21. What's the third 21 Club you can do?
Powder Meg. Can you do those at the same time with the same people? Like if we were in a business like that, could they do the Water 21 Club and the rollout? The same people on the list, or do they have to be different?
No, well, you could if you could spend enough time doing it on all of them. And Marcia, wasn't there a cash value for winning that?
I didn't see that. If there was.
Okay, well, we want to check back with our newsletters coming out in Econ so you can all change it. But I think that we oftentimes are too random. We've got to become specific in developing these teams to where we want them to go. Do you see why, if we're able to focus all of our guns under Mike to get him done, what happens, Russell and Michelle, if Mike starts looking like he's going to go silver? What's next?
We have to make sure he goes. We have to push it through.
And then there's two things that happen. One of them is you have to start planning, Mike, for gold.
Correct.
And don't lose sight of that. I think that's what most platinums do. They just get a silver signed up, and then once they get that silver closed, then they just sort of, let's get it done on the last day of the month, and then they move totally to the next group. And then what you're doing is basically you're saying, okay, well, that little plant poked its head up above the ground, let's quit watering it. Well, Mike's going to have to pull off being a gold and later a platinum, so keep running that, but you're going to have to really push those other positions so you've got something to work with in terms of building those extra pieces, because you want to have some groundwork laid and some stuff going with the other two legs going silver before you get to the end of that, I mean, right into December where it's crunch time. Make sense? Okay, and the same thing, Marion, you've got this stuff looking up here. You've got lots of activities. You've got four silvers already, right?
I have three, and I have one of them has two underneath them.
Okay, and so the biggest one I see here, Sherry's not on this board because these were the prospects we were going three who get three.
Well, actually, Sherry is. She's under Brent.
Okay.
So that instead of Cheryl, that should be Sherry.
Do you think Brent is going to get passed?
That depends on what Sherry, how she handles that.
Well, is he in the game enough to know that she's going?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't know if I remember him.
That's the husband situation.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. So essentially, that's her.
Right.
All right.
And we
so
have
that's the
something.
Key one. She's in blue.
Pardon?
She's in blue. I got these guys in red. Oh, wait, no, wait. Yeah, that's a red.
Right.
All right.
Okay, Brianna, I talked with today, and also Jennifer, who's not on here. And both of them are wanting to do this. They see where it can help them and it'll get them where they want, but neither of them have money now. So I told both of them, I don't want to wait for the money. I want you to start bringing people to me. So I'm going to work on that, and they were both agreeable to that. Let's see what else happened.
Okay.
Then,
you know, we're over time, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to pop Chuck and Tracy just for this last little bit, because this stuff is what we really have to hone in on. Chuck and Tracy, you guys have Alex and Kathleen. What else is hot right now?
Oh, we got Steve. Steve's kind of taken Matt's place. Matt's not replying back at all. He's disappeared. Steve, I met him at a Boot World at a mall. Let's see how long ago, 4 or 5 months ago, we finally met, did an ABC. This is something he's really looking for. We're expecting to hear back from him tomorrow to go to a preview.
Does it help to look at these people in terms of future silver?
Yes, it does.
And what can we do to marshal our resources to get these done? Because is this interesting to me? Well, you three go platinum, and I'll essentially be Royal Diamond.
You said something to me that helps me when I'm getting these people to focus, and that is, you know, we're starting a new month, August, and I am looking for someone that the team will work together with and put all our forces together on that person. We need someone who's ready to go now. Is it you? Because I have several people in the wings waiting, and I'm just trying to decide which one.
Well, right now I'm working with Latham, and as we're trying to establish some heat and some momentum and growth and development and that kind of thing between us, he's doing similar things with his group, and his philosophy is he's showing everybody what needs to be done, and then saying who wants to play. And what he's going to do is he's going to, as he usually does, he will parlay a way of moving the horse, the race showcasing them. So during the process of their development, and they're running hot, he's going to put those people in front of the rest of the team and watch, so they can watch this thing go. Because there's a, you can push all you want, but if their timing's not right, you can just kill yourself and spending all the time on a group that won't go. Does that make sense to everybody?
Totally.
Did I lose y'all?
It makes sense to me.
Total sense, yes.
Yeah, so you can want it more than they can, in other words. The key factor is we have to go out and get them. We have to go out and find one that'll run even without you pushing them. That's the critical part. That's why a guy like, the reason that Jeffrey Combs got as big as he did was he went through enough people, so the goers who you can't stop, he got a pile big enough so the goers that you can't stop win anyway. Wouldn't you say that you picked that up from them, Michelle? That he did enough numbers?
Yes.
Because what was the numbers he was talking about?
They're doing, like, ads in magazines in U.S. Today, and, you know, they're getting a lot of numbers. 30 to 150 calls a day, where they call in, they're screened on the first call, second call picks them up if they're qualified on the first call, and second call closes it.
So, he knew exactly what he wanted, and that was huge numbers.
He had two questions that were answered in the first call, and depending on what they answered, it would go on to the second call. Or somebody calls them back or whatever.
But you got the point that once he plugged you in, the system was going to run you, and you were either going to run or you weren't, right?
He plugged you in, you were going to run, yes.
And if you didn't run, it wasn't his fault.
Yes.
The system should be able to help it. So that's the key here, guys, is that we've got to get, we are pretty good at turning over the numbers, but we have to give a clarity of what they're going to do, test them, and if they don't go right at the moment, you always keep the door open. I always had this sort of mental image myself, and that was every 3 months I would start over. And it was as if I was saying, I'd go to the fourth camp up Everest, where everyone was acclimatizing for the assault on the summit, and I'd go and knock on the tents and say, it's 4:00 in the morning, the weather looks right, who's ready to go? And you take the team that's ready and acclimatized and ready to go. It doesn't mean that you shut everybody else down, it just means make the run. But you have to have enough people that have gotten all the way up to the fourth level, at least their fours and fives, saying who's ready to rock and roll, put them on a call. And then whittle it down to the ones that'll run, because they'll run. Showcase them, make them happen, get it done with whatever support you need from up above, and let's get these platinums knocked out. Make sense?
Yep.
It does.
Okay, guys, let's get real focused on this. And by, you know, once Terry and Rick and those guys get their, you know, kind of settled in on their plans and what they're going to be doing, I'll bring that up in a more cohesive fashion. But shoot, if you're the ones that are going to show up on this call, let's go President's Club, get Royal Diamond all the way, and get this thing done.
Did the others respond to you saying they were going to be on the call?
Yeah, at least, let's see, Melody did. And I know that Andre and Marina were planning on it. Now, those guys are actually adding so many things and so many people so fast in so many markets that they oftentimes end up having a preview tonight. I don't want them to be left out of this process, but I also don't, you know, this has been a call and that's higher level thinking, and it's okay for tonight.
And they're the energy. When they are able to come, it just blesses all of us.
Yeah, and when, you know, and when Eric and Sandy and those guys are in the game, they are as well. So it's
good.
True that those are there, but the key factor is they are the energy, and I'll showcase them when they're flying, but you guys all have to get to platinum. And Michelle and Russell are shooting for that gold by December, so let's get it done. Have you all noticed something? I want you to just watch this stuff a little bit closer. How many of the cars that are showing up in the Nikken magazine, and how many of the houses in the Nikken magazine are going to brand to new people at the rank of gold?
Houses.
What's that?
Houses that I've seen went to new people.
With those cars? If you go back and review it, if there's maybe 8 or 10 during a month, 8 or 9 of those are going to be people who are getting their 4th or 5th or 6th or 7th car.
Yep.
In a year, I would venture to guess there probably aren't more than 6 or 7 total new cars going to Nikken distributors that are breaking gold and get busting out their first one. And the last big run of them that got them were Terry's group. Wouldn't you all like to step into those shoes?
It's happening. It's just got to, because there's a good mood that's happening that everybody's catching on to. I just love it.
And we just put your focus on that, and be aware as you start to show up in the company magazine, like some of our teams end up in the top 10 nationally during the month, and you saw Doug and Jan had their new car in there this last time around.
Eric was in there.
Who was?
Eric.
Eric was, were there pictures in there?
His picture was in there.
Oh, good. And what we need to do now is to get some cars. We need to get some cars first and President's Club second. We need to get the rank advancement, people with their gold picture and their platinum picture, because it's all there. We're just going to line up with it now, and we're just going to go after them. Well, anybody have any last-minute comments on our hour and 22-minute call?
Sounds good.
All right, let's go rock.